Good evening. I will now call to order the Thursday, August 7th, 2025 regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. May we please have a roll call?
You may. You may. Commissioner Stockton. Commissioner Gray.
Here.
Commissioner Dar.
Here.
Commissioner Ortiz is absent. Commissioner Stanton is absent. Commissioner Galway Jones.
Here.
I am here. Commissioner Wilson.
Here.
And Commissioner Walters.
Here.
We have a quorum of six.
Thank you. We have seven. No, we have six, because Commissioner Stanton has a...
I've got seven.
Yeah, we're really bad at math. There are seven people here.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, I am slipping today.
Thank you, Commissioner Walters. Are there any changes to our agenda this evening, Mr. Zinner?
Yes, there are, ma'am. We have had a request to table case number 231-2025. That is the second item on this evening's agenda. That request was received after publication of the packet, and the applicant is seeking that request. So when we get to that point in the agenda, or when we prior to our first public hearing, we will have tabled items, and I will introduce the case at that point.
Very good. We'll move that to the front of the agenda. With that adjustment, is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve with the adjustment.
A second.
Motion made by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Gray. Thumbs up approval on the agenda. Unanimous. Thank you. We all received a copy of our July 24th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Are there any changes or adjustments to the minutes?
I move to approve the meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Dar. Thumbs up approval on the minutes. Unanimous with Commissioner Stockton abstaining. Very good. In that case, we will move to our tabling motion for this evening, case number 231-2025, a request by Crockett Engineering Agent on behalf of Troy Miller Properties, LLC, or owner for approval of a site-specific PD plan and new statement of intent, SOI, to be known as Ashford Place. The 24.13-acre subject site is located directly north of the terminus of Sagemore Drive and is currently zoned PD plan district. The rezoning establishes a development plan for the parcel, inclusive of 77 single-family attached dwelling units. Additional lots depicted on the plan are designed for common areas. This case was previously tabled at the July 10th, 2025 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Could we have a staff report on the tabling?
Yes, Madam Chair. So as indicated, the applicant post-packet production did request that this item be tabled until the September 4th meeting. The purpose of that tabling request is to allow for the applicant, given the volume of public comment that has been submitted with the published report, to have an opportunity to meet with the actual residents in the neighborhood and those that are concerned with aspects of the proposal. This was a published public hearing item, and as has been established Planning and Zoning Commission practice, the ability for individuals that have brought themselves to our meeting this evening with no knowledge of the requested tabling have been offered the opportunity to speak in regards to the tabling request. This is a slightly different scenario given the fact that this tabling request has come after the production of the Planning Commission packet and a full report being made available. Depending on the outcome of the public meeting that the applicant would like to have, facts that are within the current staff report that has been published may be modified, and we would recommend that this item be tabled to allow for those opportunities for public engagement between the residents and the owner to occur. With that, that is the purpose. This is tabled, request to table to date certain for September 4th, 2025.
This happens pretty regularly, I would say, where we have last minute tablings. Any questions for staff about the tabling motion? Seeing none, we will open the floor to public comment. This is about the tabling only. We will not be discussing any merits of this case this evening. If a member of the public does start discussing the merits of the underlying case, I will ask you to stop and get back on the question of whether or not we should be tabling the motion. That is the only thing we are discussing tonight. First member of the public who would like to come forward, please do. We need your name and address for the record. You don't have to raise your hand, just come. We need name and address for the record. Members of the public will receive 3 minutes each to speak. Applicants and groups will receive 6 minutes, one at a time. You have to come to the podium, sir. You cannot. And again, we will need your name and address for the record. Mm-hmm.
My name is John Duke. I live in phase one of the Brooks. So you're saying that tonight we cannot give our opinions of why we do not wish to have the project here?
Correct. Correct. Because tonight we are.
Decided to table it to get more information before we have our opportunities to talk. Is that correct?
What I am saying is that tonight we are discussing tabling this. We are not voting on the merits of the case at this time. The only thing we are discussing is tabling.
So we cannot voice our opinions as to why we object to the project?
You will be able to do that when we discuss the merits of the case, not at this juncture.
Interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have nothing to say then except politics.
Next member of the public who wishes to speak on tabling, please come forward.
My name is Stacy Schrader. I live at 1017 Shore Acres Loop. That is within phase two of the Brooks. I simply have a question about the tabling. What assurances are there that if we are all to leave just now, that the item would be removed from the table and addressed within this meeting?
So, two answers to that. One, as the chair of this commission, I can guarantee you that that would not happen under my watch. Two, because that's not how we do things. We're not trying to pull a fast one. Two, under the public notice laws, once we vote to table it, we would not be able to change the agenda again because we've already approved it and moved it to a tabling motion. So therefore, we would not be able to then change the agenda again and bring it back up.
Thank you
so
very
you've
much.
Got both procedural and my personal assurances.
Thank you very much.
You're
because
very
I think technically Robert's Rules of Order do allow you to do that.
With a two-thirds vote, they would. But under Sunshine Law and public notice, we could not do that once we amended the agenda.
Let there be light. Thank you.
Next member of the public to speak on the tabling motion.
My name is Randy Leach. I live at 701 Sagemore Drive. this is my second time coming here at 7 o'clock on a off night to address this issue. And again, they're not prepared. This is evidenced by the number of people here, and I haven't canvassed them, but I'm almost 90% sure that not 100% of them are against this thing. I don't see why we continue to put it off because I'm not going to be convinced by some politician at a neighborhood meeting that everything that was promised us when we bought this property is going to be taken away or destroyed because of somebody's desire to make a profit. Anyway, that's what I have to say. In other words, I would rather not table it.
Thank you very much. Next member to speak on the tabling motion. Going once.
My name is Terry Halp. I live at 1224 Shore Acres Loop. I think I speak for most of the individuals here. We would like some more information on this. I'll say the information that the developers are going to give to us. And I don't mind the tabling motion whatsoever. I support it.
Thank you very much. Next member of the public to speak on tabling. Going once. Going twice. I'm seeing no other members of the public raise their hand or rise, so I will close public comment on the tabling motion. Is there any commissioner comment on the tabling motion? Commissioner Walters.
Not so much on the motion, but is there a link between staff and the association, the neighborhood, that you could notify them via a Facebook post, an email to someone who's maybe a representative of the Homes Association?
And notify them, I guess, regarding what?
We've received late notice that the issue will be tabled and not discussed tonight.
They were notified. Everyone who sent me public correspondence in regards to this case was notified that a tabling request was made on Tuesday of this week.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other? Commissioner Dar?
To refresh my memory and maybe for the public, how many tabling requests does an applicant get?
Applicant gets a maximum of two tabling requests, a maximum of 2 months from the initial date of public hearing. This project will, if I am not incorrect, given this delay, will require re-notification. We would have re-noticed residents of the public of the revised public hearing date should the item be tabled to September 4th, but we will also be required to re-notify or republish within the Columbia Tribune accordingly. So it is a maximum of two by the applicant. Planning and Zoning Commission may authorize a third tabling request, not that hopefully that'll be needed here under extenuating circumstances.
Thank you.
Any other commissioner comments? Would someone like to make the motion? Commissioner Wilson?
Yes. In a matter of case number 231-2025, I recommend approval of the tabling request.
Second.
The motion has been made by Commissioner Wilson. Commissioner Wilson, did you want to do that date certain, September 4?
Date certain.
September 4. Is that acceptable to you, Dr. Gray?
I accept that amendment.
Very good. The motion has been made to table the request to date certain September 4th, 2025. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Brodsky, may we have a roll call?
May. Commissioner Stockton?
Yes.
Commissioner Gray?
Yes.
Commissioner Dar?
Yes.
Ortiz is absent. Commissioner Statton is absent. Commissioner Galloway-Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
And Commissioner Walters?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. That item will be tabled to date certain September 4th, 2025. And sorry, as a last question for staff, David, you can just nod. We will get copies of the public correspondence again. Everything that was turned in today will be provided to us again on the agenda for September 4th. Thank you very much.
And just for clarification purposes, you will also get supplemental correspondence that is received between now and then.
Yes. Look forward to perusing it again. Okay, our first public hearing for the evening, case number 221-2025, a request by SSE Simon Strumpf Engineering Agent on behalf of Bartley Stevenson Trust owner for approval to permanently zone 1.33 acres of land from Boone County RS single family to City R2 two family dwelling zoning upon annexation. The subject site is located east of the intersection of I-70 Drive Southeast and Easter Lane and includes the address 7098 I-70 Drive Southeast. This case was tabled at the July 10th, 2025 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, you may, Madam Chair. Thank you for that introduction. We sent out property owner letters on June 23rd, and we sent out 19 of them to properties within 185 feet of the site. Previous to that, we sent out early notification postcards on June 10th. As well as a ad that ran in the Columbia Tribune on June 24th. So here's an aerial of the subject site. So currently we are looking, this is east of exit 131 or St. Charles Road, whichever is easier for you to locate. And the site is fronted off of the frontage road that's along the southern side of I-70. There is a shared access driveway on the site that runs to separate properties that are not pertaining to this case. That's the stem there on the eastern side of the lot. So the applicant is currently seeking to approve R2 zoning upon annexation. It's currently zoned residential single family. Joining the property, we have city planned development to the north. We have residential single family to the west and south in the county, and commercial general to the east of the subject site. This isn't for the merits of the actual permanent zoning case, but just for context for why the annexation is being considered. It is contiguous by the PD zoned property that is north of I-70. This was annexed in 2008. The applicant came to us and indicated that their intent is to put a two-family home on this site and connect to city sewer service in the process of that as well. This case was tabled to gain legal lot access or legal lot status upon annexation in the county. So they're going to do all of their surveying before they annex, so that way they don't have to follow this up with a further subdivision action once they're in the city. There's no current development on the site itself, but there is a single-family home to the south of there that would be accessed via the same driveway that this property was accessed at right now. They are seeking R2, which is not necessarily 100% congruent with residential single-family in the county. However, given that it is next to commercial-zoned properties to the east and then single-family zones to the west, we consider this an appropriate step down of zoning from what's currently existing at the subject site. Given that there's no development on the site, it does not create any nonconformities by requesting R2 upon annexation, and then all of the utilities and emergency services are currently provided by the county. In conclusion, upon staff's analysis, we believe that this proposal is consistent with the surrounding land use, the existing use, and the merits of the Columbia Imagined Comprehensive Plan. Staff's recommendation is to approve the permanent zoning request to R2 for 7098 I-70 Drive Southeast upon annexation. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions the commission may have.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, if any of my fellow commissioners have had contact with parties to this case outside of a public hearing, please disclose so now. Seeing none, are there any questions for staff? Commissioner Wilson.
I have a comment.
Please.
Excellent report. Thank you.
Anything else? I will just take this moment before we go to public comment to, I guess, technically as a question for staff. We don't vote on annexation. We just vote on zoning should the city decide to annex it. So we have no control over whether or not they decide to. We only have control over what it will be zoned should they.
Correct.
There has often been confusion about that point. All right. With no other questions for staff, we'll go to public comment on the case. If any member of the public is here to speak about this case, please come forward. We do 3 minutes for individuals, 6 minutes for the applicant and groups, and please state your name and address for the record.
I am Tyler Ashy, 404 Steinbrook Terrace, Columbia, Missouri, 65203. I'm with Simon & Strumpf Engineering, just representing Bartley Stevens here at this meeting and here to answer any questions you guys want to have.
Very good report. Any questions for the applicant? Commissioner Darr.
Have you talked to the neighbors at all about this?
There's currently the neighbor to the east is what we're that he's currently dealing with, trying to get an easement together for sewer. That's the only neighbors we've talked to.
Have they voiced any concerns about the
reason? Nothing so far.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the applicant? Seeing none, thank you for being here tonight.
Appreciate it.
Any other member of the public to speak on this case, please come forward. Name and address for the record, and I think you'll be okay with the microphone height. Go ahead.
Cool. Diane Davis, sorry, bad voice. I live in the Highfield subdivision, 6861 East Quaker. My only question for the applicant is why? You know, if you have county services already and less tax to pay, why would you want more tax to pay? Just a question.
Thank you very much. Would you like to come back? Oh, perfect. Please come forward, name and address for the record.
Bartley Stevenson, 7100 I-70 Drive Southeast. So I own the property to the south. Great question. I love paying taxes. I love the city. No, I want sewer. And it gives me access to sewer. And that's what I need here. There's not really an on-site system. So we are an on-site wastewater install contractor. And it's really not a good option here. And the city sewer is the best option. It actually helps our neighbors that we've talked to on the west, Anthony Holmes and also the golf cart place. We've talked to them. I've got, I think, 17 neighbors on the east side, so I haven't talked to them. But yeah, I just want sewer, and I want to be able to build something. And I look at these lots in the Brooks and what things cost, and I've got this lot out here where I tore down a falling down house, and I want to be able to do something with it. So that's it. Any questions?
Thank you. Any questions for the speaker? Seeing none. So, ma'am, your answer is they don't have services.
And sewer.
Thank you very much. Any other member of the public to speak on this case? Please come forward. Seeing no movement, we will close public comment and go to commissioner comment. Any commissioner comments on this case?
Madam Chair, if I missed it, I apologize, but did we get assurances there have been no ex parte communications regarding this from the commissioners?
We did.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah.
Want, thank you.
Yeah, you're good. I did not do it on the tabling motion because I rarely do, but I did do it on this one. Very good. Any commissioner comment? Commissioner Wilson? Yeah.
All right. In the matter of case number 221-2025, I recommend approval of the request to permanently zone the subject 1.33-acre site to R2.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Dar. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Brodsky, when you're ready, may we have a roll call?
We may. Commissioner Stockton?
Vote yes.
Commissioner Gray?
Yes.
Commissioner Dar?
Yes.
Ortiz is absent. Stanton is absent. Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
And Commissioner Walters?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. Our next case and last case for the evening, case number 250-2025, a request by Stephen Dupree, owner, to allow 207 West Briarwood Lane to be used as a short-term rental for a maximum of 8 transient guests and up to 210 nights annually, pursuant to Section 29-3.3 VV and Section 29-6.4 M2 of the Unified Development Code. The 0.26-acre subject site is zoned R1, one-family dwelling, and is located on the west side of West Briarwood Lane, and is approximately 585 feet north of Ivy Way and is addressed 207 West Briarwood Lane. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, you may. Thank you for the introduction. To follow up on that, just transitioning to public notice, we distributed early notification postcards just alerting the surrounding area within 185 feet. This was happening on the 7th of July. The public hearing letters were distributed as well on the 18th of July. Oh, June, July. Never mind. Anyway, yeah. Then there's 31 of those, and the ad was written in the Tribune on the 19th. Here's an aerial overview just of the site. The site is obviously in red. It's kind of located in the middle of the block there on West Briarwood Lane. We have Stadium Boulevard to the west at the top of the screen. The surrounding homes are similarly zoned, R1 as well, and they're also single-family homes. This property is zoned R1 and is currently the primary residence of the applicant. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home. The max occupancy allowed per the IPMC would be 8. In 2024, the applicant stated that the home was used for 4 nights. Upon research, all 28 parcels within 185 feet of the subject site are currently owner-occupied. And with that being said, there are 2 administratively approved short-term rentals within 300 feet of the property. For it being administratively approved, it would not have to go through the public hearing process, and it would, one, have to be owner-occupied, and two, it would be allowed no greater than 120 nights of rental. And both those properties allow an occupancy of up to 8 as well. There are also no open code violations associated with this property. As mentioned, the designated agent currently lives on the property, though they have the intention to move and operate the property as a short-term rental full-time upon the decision of the conditional use permit. We received 0 response to the public notification, and the property currently has a driveway and parking pad that would support the required guests, which within the driveway there's about 5 spaces, and within the attached garage there's 2. So in total there are 7 spaces that would be available. In conclusion, the condition use permit analysis supports approval. The short-term rental regulations provide an oversight and means to address any impacts. Approval supports broad policies, strategies, and plans and actions of the comprehensive plan. And staff's recommendation is to approve the requested short-term rental condition use permit subject to a maximum of 8 transient guests and a maximum of 210 nights of annual rental usage. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, if any of my fellow commissioners have had contact with parties to this case outside of a public hearing, please disclose so now. Seeing none, questions for staff? I do have, sorry, Commissioner Dar, go ahead.
You said there was two other short-term rentals within 300 feet?
Yes, they're both about 100 feet away.
Okay, I was going to ask, are they across Stadium or not? But if they're both on the same side of Stadium.
One is on East Briarwood Lane, and the other is to the north on West Briarwood Lane.
Remember the Troxel House? Troxel House is the northern one, and then the home immediately to the south, which is off of East Briarwood, addressed off of East Briarwood, is the second.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Seeing none, we will open the floor to public comment. If any members of the public are here to speak on this case, please come forward now.
I'm Stephen Dupree, owner of 207 West Briarwood Lane. 207 West Briarwood is currently my primary residence. I intend to keep it as my primary residence for some sort of time and would like the option to retain it as a short-term rental upon moving one day.
Any questions for the applicant? You said moving one day, so you're not like planning to move immediately.
I would like to move, but given the proximity to Stadium, it is difficult to rent as a long-term rental. So from a financial perspective, it makes a lot more sense to retain this property as a short-term rental. Given the proximity to the Stadium and Mizzou campus, it does well. I've had it as a short-term rental. This is my third year now, and I would like to keep it that way.
Okay. Any other questions for the applicant? Seeing none, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Any other members of the public to speak on this case, please come forward. Seeing none, we will close public comment and go to commissioner comment. Any commissioner comments? Commissioner Brodsky?
I just wanted to make a comment for the record and for City Council to see, at least, and just speaking for myself, of course, you know, I know we have two other short-term rentals in the immediate vicinity, but they are owner-occupied. And I believe staff, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're only certified as owner-occupied, so those other two could not just become an open short-term rental.
That is correct.
Yep. Not without going through a conditional use process. So they would then be subject to the considerations of being within 300 feet of another licensed operation should this particular application be approved.
Yep, perfect. So, I just see the owner-occupied short-term rentals are just a different animal than a straight short-term rental. So the fact that there are two more in the immediate vicinity, I'm totally comfortable with.
Thank you. Any other commissioner comments? I would just add that should the amendments that we recommended a month or two ago go through, this would still have to come before us because of the other two STRs in the neighborhood. So these are the kinds of things where we would get eyes on it prior to approval. With that, if there's no other comment, would someone like to make a motion? Commissioner Wilson.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
In the matter of case number 250-2025, I recommend approval of the conditional use permit to allow 207 West Briarwood Lane to be operated as an STR, subject to maximum occupancy of 8 transient guests, maximum of 210 nights of annual rental usage.
Second.
Thank you. Motion made by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Brodsky, when you're ready, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Stockton?
Yes.
Commissioner Gray?
Yes.
Commissioner Dar?
Yes.
Absent. Stanton is absent. Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Walters?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. With that, we will go to comments of a general nature from the public. If any member of the public is here to make a comment of a general nature, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, we will go to staff comments. Mr. Zinner.
So your next meeting will be 2 weeks from today on August 21st. We have one more item than we would have had this evening. So we'll have four items on that agenda. Maybe we can do this in an hour on the 21st. Prior to that, however, we will have a tantalizing discussion and work session talking about our small lot integration standards and the subdivision regulation changes for Article 5 and Appendix A. Your upcoming cases on the agenda are four. We have three short-term rentals and then one request to rezone out of PD to R1, a win for the whole world. So these are our cases that we have before us. Staff will be here to describe, so you have the locations and you are familiar with them. Our club court address here at the end of Country Club area, the Columbia Country Club is immediately to the east. Our lot one of Rock Creek Estates, this is at the end of Forum Boulevard, former PD that was allowing three single-family homes. It will allow a single-family R1 lot if approved. And then your other two cases, which are short-term rentals, the Crazy Springs property, this is immediately south of Perry Towing. That is the parcel that is IG immediately to the north. And then our property that is off of Belinda Court, just on the east side of Green Meadows Drive or Road. That is all we have to offer this evening. Congratulations. We have gotten done 4.5 hours earlier than I had set the set the video for tonight. We will see you back in 2 weeks.
Thank you. I actually will not be here on the 21st. Apologies. But I am sure Commissioner Stanton will do a good job leading you through the four cases. Any other commissioner comments? Commissioner Wilson.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn made by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Gray. Without objection, we stand adjourned.